mentioned in the previous segment that in an effort to save money, my wife may be grooming our dog.
Yes, I'd like to hear more about this if, as the story develops.
It came out of nowhere. A couple of months ago, she went in for her normal fur cut.
Your wife?
No, this was the dog.
Okay.
This was the dog. My wife's fur cut is usually like in the spring. You know, we like to get her.
They staggered?
Yeah. We stagger the two. We don't like them at the same time. My wife's due for her next fur cut around May, I'd say.
For Memorial Day.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Now, my dog is due for her fur cut in about a week. She had one 2.5 months ago, and she's getting pretty, you know, unkempt. So I mentioned the other day it's time for a fur cut, and my wife was not pleased with – she didn't think she was treated with enough respect the last time around. Not given the proper attention, not given a bandana as she left.
Now, this is based only on viewing the dog at the end, because your wife was not there for the process, yes?
No, but at the beginning and the end, she didn't think she was properly fawned over at the beginning, and she didn't like this lack of bandana at the end. This has happened a couple of times. You know,
the dog is unhappy.
Well, the wife is unhappy.
No, the wife is unhappy.
The wife's unhappy that the dog didn't get the bandana. And she wasn't properly fawned over at the beginning. So I said, you better get her on the books because it's hard to get in. And she said, I'm going to go to YouTube and do this myself because I can entrust myself with the care of the dog and make it look just as good. But as soon as I mentioned that, now I've had a few emails, including April, a longtime P1, big fan. It says, I want to give you some advice about this. I do not recommend going to YouTube and taking a look at videos and then trying it. It takes years of experience to learn the ins and outs of grooming a dog properly without cutting the dog. They have fine, thin skin, especially around the underarm, mouth, and groin. And she does not want to accidentally clip the dog because it's difficult to stop the bleeding. It'll require stitches, and that's an extra vet bill on top of what you're already paying.
Ooh.
Not only that, cutting around the ears is difficult as well. You can catch the ear with the blade not being flat against the skin, and again, you get a bleeder.
I never think about this. We've never had dogs. And when I was a kid, we had dogs, but they never got their fur trimmed.
Right.
How do you keep the animal still? Well, you know, because when you're shaving your face, or ladies, if you're shaving your legs or what have you, you got to keep pretty still so the razor can do its job.
I know
or the trimmer.
You know, when I see the dog at the groomers, they're standing on a table with a leash around them, you know, around at least the neck. And so they can't move too far, but I guess there's a proper way to corral
them. Dogs can jerk.
Well, I know. I guess there's a – maybe it doesn't feel bad when they're having it done. Maybe they like it. I don't know. That's a good question. But they generally – I've seen it done. They just stand there and they're
– Yeah, some dogs are pretty patient about that kind of thing.
When you always see them getting done up like at these dog shows, like behind the scenes, you know.
They're the ones with the crazy people.
Well, there's nothing crazy about wanting your dog treated properly and fawned over.
Well, no. Well, no. Or festooning an animal with the seasonal garland.
You should have seen her on St. Patrick's Day. I may have a picture. I don't know. But on St. Patrick's Day, she wore her
green clovers and such.
Yes. And then... for the first day of spring, we had her in a pastel.
Okay.
And, of course, Easter's coming, all of that.
When, your children graduate from high school, college in a couple of years, will she wear cap and gown?
Yep. Yeah, we got that planned. Yeah. We have a Super Bowl one, of course, that you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Christmas. Any major holiday, of course, we have all of these. So, I'm trying to see if there's any pictures of the dog. No, there's me. I'm shooting a basket. You know, that kind of stuff. That's all we have. That's all we have there.
I'm wearing green.
Rowdy Roddy, you have a comment on this. Go ahead.
Kelly, run. I'm telling you, the Amazon videos got us, made it look so simple. We got the nicest grooming kit for a 30-pound dog. Took us 3 weeks to get this dog's haircut on 4 separate occasions. Now I want to pay my groomer more money every 6 weeks.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. I'm going to take your advice. I'm going to tell this to my wife to not do it. There's your spring fling. We have a little festooning in the spring.
Oh, my gosh. Is she blinking in Morse code? Is that live photo?
Yeah. You can see how she's blinking there. Get me.
Yes.
Help me.
Help me.
That's the dog trying to get away from the wife and the children who festoon her quite often, as a matter of fact. Lisa, you are a groomer. You wanted to comment. Go ahead.
I am a groomer. And how long did you say it had been the last time she went to the groomer since she had been to the groomer?
It's probably we do it every couple of months. Is that what you recommend?
No. If you have a doodle, you need to come a little sooner. How much brushing are you doing at home?
I'd say zero.
There you go. That's probably why she got the snub treatment when she went last time.
Oh, snub treatment comes from the way we're treating that animal. Oh,
you bring in this unbrushed beast.
Well, no
wonder.
I have
to work with this?
No wonder. We're bringing it. The canvas is wrong. That's on us. That's on me then. I'm sorry,
Will
Lisa.
Will you step up your brushing?
Yes, we'll have to. Or we got to go more often. Okay. Well, Lisa,
more often. More often. How long I've been grooming 19 years, and guess what? I do not groom.
What?
Doodle.
You don't do a doodle?
Uh-oh.
I don't do a doodle.
Man, that's too
bad. Everybody wants them to look nice every 2 to 3 months, and you can't not do any maintenance and make them look nice just on grooming day.
That's what we're doing.
A lot of work.
Okay. How long did it take before you get good at your job?
I would say comfortable, really comfortable, about 2 years.
Yeah,
to get really comfortable with whatever you're doing.
I bet the first is you're nervous as can be.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because people treat their dogs better than their children sometimes.
Of course.
Oh, we've seen it.
And I'm assuming you do not recommend at-home grooming on YouTube.
I do not, but I think she should try it just so she can appreciate her.
What's what you do? That's right.
Throw down.
Valentine's Day. There's a.
Well, somebody looks happy
just
in there.
It's not the dog.
No, it's not the dog.
Just showing the photos off here of the way we make sure our dog. See, she even needs a little fur cut right there. I mean, and it's been that
she's
was.
Got, yeah, she looks kind of shaggy.
Exactly.
She looks like
that's right. That was
Michael McKean in Spinal Tap.
Exactly. And that was Valentine's Day. So that's been a while. Mitch, you're talking about at-home grooming of a dog, which we're considering. But now I'm cautioning way against that. Go ahead.
Yes, Kelly. Hey, P1 Day 1 here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate your show. Enjoy it.
Appreciate
Great
that.
Great subject.
Thank you.
My wonderful wife helped educate our girls through college and was a groomer.
Mm-hmm.
And she learned from a professional, and there is not a dog in the universe that likes to be groomed. And it is the most difficult job I've ever seen.
Wow.
Because the dogs are constantly fighting you. Mm-hmm. But she was a dog whisperer, so
yep.
Her dogs were – there was only one dog she had to sedate to get groomed. But,
yeah.
You know, it's a tough job. It is not for the home.
Oh, right.
Well, general home.
In that case, I'm just going to tell my wife, again, we're just not going to do it. I'm so glad we had this conversation.
Yeah. Will you be able to recreate it with the passion of the callers?
I'll have to try. I just typed it. I just searched grooming, and my friend who was shaving his chest comes up.
That's the only picture of grooming you have? Is a man in total midlife crisis meltdown?
Yeah. That's what he said.
Look at that 8-pack. Shirtless mirror selfie.
That was around Christmas when he said, "Are you still taking care of yourself? You're in good shape."
Am I?
Well, I try, and I was like, "Are you?" He goes, "Take a look at this."
He set you up.
He did.
Asked the question, knowing you would ask back.
He did the setup. What is it? Boomer asking.
Boomer ask.
He said, "Are you still taking care of yourself?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I try." And then
I think I do okay, Junior.
Yeah. And I was like, "Are you?" And boom, there it is. He says, "Of course I am," and shows us.